Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerri, and I'm here with Nicholas Winding Refn, Angela Bundalovic, and Lola Corfixen for the TV series Copenhagen Cowboy. Good morning. Well, good afternoon, actually. It's not morning anymore.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Refn, this is your second time in TV series. What brought you back? Which was the original idea that made you decide to do another one?
Well, it's not so much of another one. It's just I find it very interesting, this idea of streaming and this constant accessibility that you have to content nowadays. And probably because of being stuck in Denmark during the pandemic and seeing the world change, it just became a natural, like, I want to do this, and I don't know how long it's going to last, but let's start shooting it. And ended up being 6 hours, obviously, which maybe is shorter than I usually do. But the whole, like, concept was I wanted to make my version of a superhero.
Which is a superhero, which is a girl, a young woman, and in a noir, because we can say that it's a noir thriller slash kind of Western, because the hero is kind of a Western hero, because we don't know where she comes from. She's just there. And you don't give us that many information, you know. You just let us think about it. And what did you keep of the noir rules in terms of narrative and visuals?
Well, in terms of the kind of characters, it's always more interesting when people are attracted to the darker side of behavior, you know. It's like, it's what Shakespeare was good at. And so, you know, I certainly personally like when the world around me is more shaded, because what lurks in the shadows is always more exciting. Because, I mean, I'm not making documentaries, I'm making fiction, and I'm making heightened reality. I'm an entertainer. I'm not like, I'm here to entertain you, give you an experience. So those things, obviously, a big part of the noir component. Then at one point I thought, well, maybe we should do it as a horror show, and that got in. And I really like gothic horror, and so, well, I'm also I really like science fiction is really what it should be, and it kept on just evolving as we were shooting.
Yeah,
and then some good crime as well.
And there's also a kind of supernatural feel to it. Well, not only feel, just plot to it. So you keep on adding different kind of genre together. Angela, you were chosen to play this role because I read in the production notes that Nicholas thought that you were perfect to it, because you have the right figure, the right body, and the right attitude to acting. How was it to play this character so complex, intense, but sometimes very still?
That's interesting, because you said complex, but then sometimes still.
Yeah.
And I think stillness is very complex because there is so much in it.
In it, yeah.
So that was really, to be in her for such a long time really broadened also my understanding of how, in which way you can find something very poetic. Like, it's very, you find some very poetic in silence and stillness, instead of speeding everything up or making words or meanings all the time.
Yeah, also because the Mr. Refn, like, as every time he spoils us with looks and images, and not as much with words. Mm-hmm. So you had to tell us stuff through your movement and all through your eyes. So this was the intensity I was talking about, because this was the exact attraction that we had towards your character.
Yeah.
And how was it to work? How did this, I mean, I know that you can say he's a wonderful director because he's here, you cannot do otherwise, but how was it to work with him, to prepare it specifically, to prepare your character? Because he was the center of everything.
Well, there wasn't much of preparation, because if you prepare, you also plan something in some way. So the preparation was just to show up and be present in it. And then from the very first day, then he guides you through it.
I have a question for Lola. Lola, this is your first experience on set.
Yes.
You were there with your dad, actually. So that could be easier, could make things easier or worse. I don't know. But, you know, it depends on the relationship. But, and how I was to enter your dad's world as an actress for the first time in such a kind of complex as well character, because Raquel is not exactly a piece of cake.
I think it was for me, I can be a quite talkative person. So for me, the whole still kind of movement was definitely a challenge for me. And also because Nick likes everything that is very sentimental and in a way still, and you can tell in all of his movie, it comes from the body language. So for me, I thought that was definitely something that was very, very challenging. And since I was brought in very late, it was also a little bit more hard to adapt, in which Raquel, for me, became also more the way I connected with her was, in a way, I think a part of natural growing up. It's you kind of have an anger inside you, whether it's from being overlooked or overseen or, you know, the parents talking over your head. So I think for me it was the connection that I made with her, that her energy was too strong in a way, and she was put into this coffin, and now she's out and she's ready, you know, to rule the world and see what brings her.
One last question for Mr. Reffin. In this film, in this series, the violence is there, but it's more elegant than usual, and it's less gory and bloody than usual. Why did you choose to do this?
I'm so sorry.
I
will make sure next time.
It was not a reproach. It was just.
I make it more gory and bloodier. You do what you think works best. I certainly don't felt I held back on anything. But if I did, I do apologize.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Well, thanks a lot to Nicholas Winnie-Refn, Angela Bundalovic, and Lola Corfixen for Copenhagen Cowboy here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.